Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Great expectations. I'd love to live in a world where expectations are less tied to status. I know, that means I'm pushing against the definition of expectations altogether, but stick with me on this. Someone asks how old you are. The answer is attached to a certain set of expectations about what should have been accomplished by a person of that age. Career benchmarks, marriage, family, home ownership. Someone asks what agency you're with. Based on the answer, there are certain things folks believe you should have accomplished, right? You should be in guest star land, having left your co-star days behind. You should be making over scale. You should have access to all the casting offices someone repped by a lesser agency does not. Your union status means you should have certain IMDb credits. Your star meter means you should have a reel of a certain level. You moved to Los Angeles? You should be on a series by now. You live in a minor market? You should be moving to LA if you're actually serious about a professional career as an actor. Expectations. Not so great, are they? Look, I get that it's handy to attach achievements and goals to certain benchmarks. Age, geography, any sort of social status. But just because it's handy doesn't make it healthy. And if I have to choose, I'd always prefer a healthy pursuit in this life than one filled with any sort of pain or struggle. I suppose this is really all about asking us to be kinder to one another by checking our agenda in asking anyone their age, their union status, their representation status, anything like that. Am I asking your age because I'm impressed at what you've accomplished and I want to know whether that's standard for an actor your age? Am I asking you who your agent is because I'm impressed with your recent booking and I want to know which agent has access to such projects? Am I asking how long you've lived in LA because I want to determine how much I should have accomplished by now based on your answer? Dude, you're almost always asking these types of questions so that you can either judge the person with the information or, worse, beat yourself up for being the same age or older, having as good an agent or better, or having been in town as long or longer and not having accomplished what that person has accomplished. Instead, take a breath, say, wow, good for you accomplishing all that. To what do you credit your success? You will be amazed the types of things unrelated to age, union status, agency representation, geography, or time spent in the journey that the successful person mentions when asked that question. To what do you credit your success? Be open to learning what comes after that question. It'll go better than you might expect.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.